Right, we're going
to We need to talk.
Kent, was Long's blunder to blame for the loss?
I've written down, I reckon, 6 or 8 or 10 huge turning points in the game. And that is why it was such a great test, is because the ebb and the flow. I reckon, Marty, it was 55-45, then it was 47-53.
Yes.
I always thought New Zealand were 30 or 40 runs short. I thought they were a wicket or two behind, and Nigel Long's decision was part of it. Mitchell Santner coming down the wicket being stumped, Brendan McCullum throwing his wicket away, Mitchell Santner dropping a catch, the tremendous performance by Josh Hazlewood, Steve Smith dropping 2 catches.
Yes,
there were 8 or 10 legitimate turners in the game that had a bearing on that result. That was one of them.
Okay, totally agree. Graham, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but one of the other things that I wrote down, Stark not out 24. They were 9 for 190, then they were 10 for 224. That's 34 runs off 3 overs and 3 balls at the end of that inning. Surely that is as important as Long.
Well, statistically not quite as important, but I totally agree. That was a huge factor. And really, as soon as Stark came out, and you saw Bolt get him on his foot early on, and you sort of thought, well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to have fast bowlers bowling to a guy who's injured, who can't move properly, but can still hit it.
Mm. So instead, what we do is we just lob up lollies and see here, have one of these.
Mm-hmm.
That was 34-run partnership.
Yeah, well, see, that 34, and also, but he hit it off no balls. He hit 24 off about...
And Marty, the assumption then becomes, because of that decision, the game would have been won or the game goes down a different path. We are not to know that. Maybe Mitchell Stark would have scored more runs. Who the hell
That's
knows?
Right. Mm.
But I actually thought, to be honest, Channel 9 laboured the point. They wouldn't shut up about it. I think they were overly conciliatory towards Ian Smith and the New Zealand audience about that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So much happened after it. So much happened. I thought that would be one of the best test matches I've ever seen, to be honest.
Graham, you know, you love your test cricket. I know that. You know, the call has been to make it 4 days. Why need 4 days? I mean, it's set for 5 days, but how many tests these days go for 5 days? Okay, they do if you go to Perth and the wickets like that. But this one was 3 days, and this was as good as it gets.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the four-day test, actually, and mainly because it would be longer and you would pick bowlers who can bowl for long spells more than attack. I think there's just some sort of player welfare issues around that as well. And then if you get rain, they'd make up overs. You're looking at sort of 120 over days.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, exactly. And
That's not great on bowlers as much as anything.
Also,
this was a fantastic test.
It was.
We need to talk.
One of the other issues, Kent, is that, look, I mean, these are the things that I've written down. These are just some of the notes that I made in terms of, you know, because I don't believe that you do blame the guy in the box. Every sport we watch that has a TMO, we argue every weekend about why the TMO is looking at those pictures and we're looking at those pictures and you're seeing black and I'm seeing white. Why is this? And in the end, he did make a mistake and he did cock it up. But, you know... Lions 34, that was crucial. McCullum out for 4 in the first innings. We were 2 for 94, then 3 for 94, 4 for 98, 5 for 98. I mean, losing those 3 wickets, letting them go at 4 and over yesterday when we needed to get them into night to bowl.
And not being able to bat long enough yesterday.
Yeah.
And again, you don't want to be critical of a guy like Mitchell Santner, but at the crucial stage, he charges, he gets stumped. That was a big turning point. Mm-hmm. They dropped a catch. That was a big turning point. Peter Siddle being a jammy sod at the end.
Yeah,
the hell did he score those runs? But that's what you want in a game of sport. What's happened now with the DRS? 10 years ago, Marty, we'd bleat about 8 bad decisions. Now what we do is bleat about 1.
Yeah, good call.
Nothing has actually been improved in that regard. And the ICC could say, hey, we're getting more right. How many of those decisions got overturned in this game? I think the answer is 0. The DRS decisions, the answer is 0
right.
being overturned. They can point to all of that, and I would turn around and say yes, but for 3 days we're going to bleat about 1 decision. Nothing's actually improved.
The other thing, Graham, is about that decision is the umpire on the field gave it not out. So if there was no DRS, he stays.
That's true. I think part of the thing while we're all climbing onto Long is that he made that comment about the, you know, there was a hot spot there, but it could have come from...
Well, that was what really stuffed him up, wasn't it?
Completely. If he hadn't said that, if he said, I can't see a hot spot or something like that, I don't think there'd be anywhere near the outrage. But, I mean, you know, that was verging on comical, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, what else could it be? Did a seagull come along and drop one, did it? I mean, what else could it possibly be? It's white. You know, it's a ball, it's a bat.
Yeah, I'm sorry, officer, I know I'm over the limit, but that alcohol could have come from anywhere. I mean, you know, that phrase will go down and people will still be quoting that in 10 years' time.
All right, we got issues.
We need to talk.
Brendan McCullum, the next thing I want to talk about, Graham. His captaincy, queer at best, I thought, reckless at worst. He, to me, is just... Look, I mean, I don't want to criticise the guy because we love the New Zealand team at the moment, but he's just a bit too smarty pants for me at the moment. He's just, he's trying things which are unnecessary. And that Lord's test has come back to haunt. You know, I keep thinking about that, that we actually, we lost a test we should never have lost. And this series, the what might have been, we should have won this game. They didn't have Stark bowling in the second innings. How the hell did we not win this game?
Yeah, well, and again, we go back to Craig bowling that over when Stark came into bat. I think that's probably his biggest thing. In terms of the Lord's test, I know McCullum's got a lot of criticism for that, but surely the bowlers deserve criticism for that too.
But it came down to the last day that we just had to bat, you know? I mean, and everyone went in there and batted like Tim Southee, didn't they?
No, I kind of think we'd lost it by then, actually. I think it's quite hard batting out the fifth day at Lord's. I think where we lost that test was on the fourth day when, you know, Ben Stokes scored a runnable 100 and Cook just battered and battered and all that sort of
but
stuff.
But your point is, Marty, that game was salvageable as a draw. Then you go to try and win the series.
That's right.
And that was the game where Trent Bolt ramped one down third man's throat with eight overs left.
Yeah.
It was the attitude was all wrong, and that's because they got beaten in a game where they could have drawn, and you cop it sweet. Okay, boys, we should have won the game, but hey, we can still draw it. They blew that, and then because of that, they didn't go on to win the series, which they could have done.
Look, and this is the attitude that I wonder, Graham. Look, you know, if you're a bowler like Bolt, and you bat the flamingo style, wouldn't you actually at some stage in your career decide in your off time to actually learn how to bat a little bit better? And as far as Southee goes, I mean, I say next, just take a bit of 4-for-2 to the wicket, mate, because it's 13 balls, you're going to go out. There is no point you carrying a bat, is there? There's no point. We all know what's going to happen. This is what I'm so disappointed with Brendan is. That first innings, and I was arguing with Hayden about this morning, not a single person in the whole world, let alone the universe, let alone the stratosphere, let alone all the other planets that were watching, every single person knew what he was going to do.
And Haydos didn't want to admit it.
He didn't want to admit it.
He didn't want to believe it, but he knew.
Graham, you knew, didn't you? You knew he was going to go in there, thrash outside off and go out for 4 or 5, didn't you?
Yeah, and you kind of get the feeling that Mitchell Stark knew it.
The Aussies knew it, mate. The crowd knew it. We all knew it. That's what the most frustrating thing about it is. Explain that. I mean, it's honestly, I don't know any other sport which is just so goddamn obvious. Why did you go out and bat? Why not just pencil in 4?
Well, Ian Chappell jumped on it straight away. In that situation, the captain has to be bigger than that. And if you've got Mark Taylor and Ian Chappell, who are two astute judges of the game, whose opinions I certainly respect, Marty, if they are being fairly critical of Brendan McCullum, I think that means that there's probably something to look at.
Hey, you can't captain like that and not expect to cop it, Graham, when it goes wrong, because you are rolling the dice on it, is what you're doing.
I'm not arguing with that. And, yeah, they were very poor in the first innings. But are you dropping him as a player as well?
No. I just think that, look, he's got 5 tests to go. Give it to Kane now. Give Kane the warm-up series against Sri Lanka. Let Kane captain against Aussie and let's see at home. Why not? Take the pressure off the guy.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I don't know that Kane would really want it quite yet.
Give it to Tim Southee then in that case.
Boy, imagine the criticism coming in there. Everything he did would be scrutinised.
All right, we got issues.
We need to talk.
Apart from all of that, because this is the other thing about it, guys. I don't want that test to be, you know, focused on long or whatever. Look, the pink ball, the crowd, when it went into twilight, Kent, and you had that beautiful sunset, the pictures, the HD and everything, it was riveting to watch, wasn't it?
Oh, me and my mates were talking about how good it would be to have it in Hamilton or at Eden Park or something like that. It'd be great. It was a really, really good success story, Marty. My only scepticism would be if you're going to have games over inside of 3 days because they're scared to produce a different wicket because of the state of the ball or what have you.
Yep.
As a one-off, this was a 10 out of 10 for me. I watched 90% of the game, thoroughly enjoyed it. But I think soon we would get sick of those games if that was to be the norm. So that would be my only concern.
Art.